Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, it's time for our wisdom moment. You know, it is the 25th of the month, and we always look at whatever chapter in Proverbs that corresponds to that. In Proverbs 25, is that particular chapter today. And I'm going to read from chapter 25, verse 19. It's so important. It's so, so true. It reads this. This is Proverbs 25:19. Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. Let me read that one more time. Like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. Have you ever had a bad tooth?
Oh, yes.
I mean, think about
several.
It. I mean, it's just like, it just radiates, even though it's a small little thing, mm-hmm. you know, it could just like radiates, like, how is my foot hurting because my tooth is hurting? It's like these nerves that just come into your, just like, ah, you know what I'm saying? And if you ever had a bad tooth and you had to get a root canal or that kind of stuff, you know, when they actually drill your teeth and they do that kind of stuff and they actually knock you out. To be able to, mm-hmm. They'll knock you out to be able to do it. Oh, they're not supposed to knock you out? They give you a deadening stuff. They give you like deadening, you know, shots, Novocaine or whatever. And you're laying there in the chair and you're supposedly numb, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what you say, right? Can you feel something? Yep. They give you another shot. Can you feel something? Yep. You know, at that time you really can't, but you want to give a couple more yeps just in case, right? Can you feel something? Yep, I can feel it. He's like, no, you can't. You give me another thought. Just to make sure. I want to make sure my leg goes numb before you start drilling on my mouth. And so, your stuff is numb in your mouth. Mm-hmm. But when they start, you know, you're bringing in the jackhammer, whatever they're going to do on it. I mean, I remember sitting there, you know, years ago, you know, God's blessed me at this point. I've you know, it's been a while. But my whole... I could feel the vibration of that drill all the way down my spine.
My goodness.
And I was going, it's hard to talk when somebody's got a jackhammer in your mouth. And so I'm like, just felt that, you know, I'm thinking, oh my goodness. It's so important. You don't pay attention to teeth quite often until you don't have them or they're hurting you.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's important to pay attention to it, but a bad tooth, think about it, that, you know, relying on the unfaithful, somebody who's just not faithful, you can't count on them. It's like a bad tooth, and it's like a lame foot. You ever had a lame foot?
Yeah.
Man, you just been so blessed. You just been blessed, John. You had a lame foot, right? I remember.
Lame
that?
Foot, leg.
Yeah. Nothing like sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know ankles could bend that way.
Yeah.
What's that?
Enemy.
But this, I remember his foot. You know, when he had come in years ago and he was playing ball and he took a turn and his foot didn't take a turn. It took a turn
the wrong way.
The wrong way. Isn't that weird? Yeah. It's like weird, man. Mm-hmm. It was like, ooh.
Ouch.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, I just can't explain it, but it's not supposed to happen that way. Mm-hmm. And it just for a while, then you got to recover. Mm-hmm. You got to recover mm-hmm. from that.
Long time.
And, I remember I was throwing a paper route years ago, and I had stepped on a piece of glass because it was early in the morning. You just jump in the car and take out the route.
Barefooted.
You know, yeah, it's before I had a frontal lobe. Forgive me. You know, I needed the frontal part of my brain hadn't fully developed yet, and so I'm just throwing this paper route or whatever. But I stepped on a piece of glass and cut my foot, and so of course what you do is you wrap it in those plastic bags. You got to finish your route, man. I'm dedicated.
Oh man,
I'm dedicated. The challenging thing I do is I would throw it with the lights out. I turn the lights out and kind of drive the route and throw the
really?
Paper and stuff. All those kind of things.
The headlights, you mean?
Yes, the headlights. No. I left the lights on in the community. It was just the lights out. And so, but it just affected me for a long time. It literally made my foot numb. It took a while for the nerves to heal again. And I should have took better care of it at the moment.
Maybe it was plastic bag treatment.
Yeah, no, that didn't work, you know. I just had to keep all the alligators off of it. And so it was a remote area. And so, I mean, it took a long time to recover from a lame foot.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, think about it. And And when you speak about it, he's comparing an unfaithful person to a bad tooth or a lame foot in troubled times. And so you think about it. We're in troubled times right now. Mm-hmm. We're in some serious troubled times right now. And there's a lot of unfaithful people. Mm-hmm. They're unfaithful. They're committed as long as the loophole doesn't apply. Mm. You know, they're committed as long as it doesn't cost them something. They're committed as long as they don't have to leave air conditioning to be able to do it. You know, mm-hmm. they'll follow God as long as there's provision for their flesh. Mm-hmm. You know, and it literally is, because you're saying charge. You're saying, let's go win the loss. Let's go raise up an army of shepherds who will lay down their lives for God's people. And all of a sudden you end up grabbing your jaw as pain mm-hmm. radiates through your body and you limp away. Why? Because of the unfaithfulness. The unfaithfulness of those who just can't be steadfast. For some reason, they think there's options. And when a soldier's going to war, I mean, you think about it. I mean, I think about Steve, you know. Steve Kalaszewski did two tours of duty in Iraq, and they had to count on each other.
Yeah.
And not somebody not being a faithful soldier, I mean, you think about it, that it costs somebody their lives not doing that. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing in the kingdom of God, that we've got to understand that, you know, you're thinking because America has been so unfaithful towards each other, been unfaithful towards, you know, different, you know, things happen, mm-hmm. but you're in communication as they're happening. You know, it's not, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes, but they're walking with you through it and out of it, but just acting like nothing ever happened. Listen, they're the people who are counting on you, imagine them having a bad tooth now because of the situation. Mm-hmm. Imagine them limping. And so often, you know, you have believers blaming leadership, you know, for not taking them to better places. And right. It's just amazing that leader with the bad tooth and the lame foot's even still leading you. That's the miracle. Right. That's the
right.
miracle.
That's right.
Because they are not doing it, because when they said charge, you didn't go nowhere. When they said go into the streets and win the loss, they thought, who do we send? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When they said, you know, let's do what it says, and somebody says, can't we send somebody else to be able to do that? Mm. You know, when's the next Easter play? We could do a good play for them. Mm-hmm. You know? And so understand that. And so it's important. And this is the word of God. Wisdom says it's depending on an unfaithful man or a woman, it's like having a bad tooth or a lame foot. I just want to challenge you. I want to challenge you in this wisdom moment. In this wisdom moment, I want to be able to challenge you. And knowing that, you know, choose to be faithful. Choose to be a faithful person. Just go to your grave being faithful towards God and faithful to his people. I'm going to look at David. David was a faithful man. Was he a perfect man? No, he wasn't a perfect man. He had a lot of different things happen in his life, but he remained faithful to God. You could count on him. He understood the anointings of God. He understood his call that was on his life. He did not try to promote himself. He just said, you know, God's God. And he allowed things to happen as God was going to unfold them. And he was a faithful man. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's the lineage now of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I want to challenge you. You don't be a bad tooth in your boss's life. Mm. You know, you should be, as a believer, that your boss and your supervisor should be able to count on you. They should be able to count on you. If there needs to be, you should live in the learning curve. You should live in the learning curve and not be satisfied. Your boss, your supervisor, especially right now, but always, you should live in the learning curve. I don't want to learn nothing else. Well, you're a bad tooth to your boss. You're a bad tooth to your supervisor, because they need you to stay up to date, because technology is moving rapidly. Things are changing, and you need to be dependable. You don't need to be unfaithful, like a bad tooth to the whole business there. And you're a Christian. Your greatest witness, like Tim Tebow, was do your job well. That's right. You know, they didn't want to take him on. He said, listen, don't even pay me unless I do good. If I do good, then pay me. That's the way our life should be. Our life as believers, like, I know I'm going to be blessed. I know your business is going to do better. And because I'm going to be there and being faithful, it's going to increase. You know, your bottom line is going to increase. Things are going to be better at the office. So I want to encourage you, don't be a bad tooth to your boss. And don't be a lame foot to your parents. I want to encourage the children. Your children, be faithful to your parents. You know, be faithful to them. You know, don't be unfaithful to your parents. When your parents are expecting you, you're going to, Your business is, your parents' business is going through difficult times, and they're needing to be faithful with that business, or faithful into the Father's business and ministry, or faithful. Your parents are going through difficult times, and you need to be faithful to your parents, because it's like, you're like a bad tooth or a lame foot when your parents are going through a difficult time, and here you are, you're not being faithful to God and faithful to your parents out there. And I want to encourage also that don't be a bad tooth and a lame foot towards God's leadership in the church. It's time. We're going to have to stand up and rise to the occasion. It's going to take men and women who are willing to say, you know what? I take ownership for that bad tooth. I take ownership for, you've been limping for a long, long time, but it's actually been because I've been unfaithful. I've been cheating on Jesus. You know, I've been having other gods besides this God. I have not been abiding. I have not been in the Word of God. I've been coming up with arguments that was different than what God says, and I refuse to cast them down. But from now on, from this point on, I'm going to be a faithful, faithful man, and you can count on me. Those are beautiful people. We call them heroes. We call them friends. You know, a friend that sticks closer than a brother, right? Especially in difficult seasons, Proverbs talks about. But Proverbs 25:19 says, like a bad tooth or a lame foot is reliance on the unfaithful in times of trouble. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.